Good afternoon. My name is Stephanie, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Solar for All, Making It Happen in Low-Income Communities conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. If you should need assistance during the call, please press star, then zero, and an operator will come back online to assist you. Thank you. I would now like to turn the conference over to Victoria Ludwig. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Stephanie, and good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us. I'm Victoria Ludwig, a program manager with the EPA State and Local Climate and Energy Program. I'm very excited to bring you today a webcast with three great speakers on a very important topic, a very popular topic right now. And so we hope that you will stay with us for the full 90 minutes because we have really good presentations, and then I'm sure we'll have really great questions at the end. Before we get into explaining the agenda, I would like to introduce Wendy Jaglom from ICF International, and she will give just some quick explanation of the logistics for today's call.
Great. Thanks, Victoria. On your screen, you should see a screenshot of the GoToWebinar panel. You can open and close your control panel using the red arrow in the upper left-hand corner. As you can see on the screen, audio is only available by telephone, so please dial in using the dial information on your screen. Participants will be on mute throughout the webcast. Please, however, we encourage you to share your questions for the speakers using the GoToWebinar question pane. Simply enter your question into the panel and hit send to submit your questions. We ask that you do indicate who you would like to answer your question so that we know where to direct it during the Q&A session. So please do share your questions throughout the webcast using the GoToWebinar question pane. And if you experience any technical difficulties, feel free to email me at wendy.jaglom@icfi.com as shown at the bottom of the screen. Back to you, Victoria.
Thanks, Wendy. I won't go into the webcast agenda in detail because I'll be introducing each speaker and explaining a little bit more at that time what they're going to talk about. But at this point, the basic structure is I will start out explaining who we are in the State and Local Climate and Energy Program. Then we will have an overview giving the big picture presentation by Sean Guerin. And then Grid Alternatives and New York State will be talking about some of their on-the-ground experience with community solar and rooftop solar in low-income communities. We will try to have 20 minutes at the end for questions and answers. So please be thinking, as Wendy said, please enter your questions as you go along so that you don't forget them. So the context of who we are in the State and Local Climate and Energy Program, we are a part of the agency that works with state and local governments to help them achieve multiple objectives related to climate change, air quality, and clean energy. We do that through the following various areas. This is not all we do, but the key activities that we do include analytical tools and products that help quantify the multiple benefits of clean energy. The AVERT tool is a great way to estimate greenhouse gas emission reductions and criteria air pollutant reductions from a variety of clean energy measures. We produce guidance documents on best practices and successful policy approaches relating to state and local policies for energy efficiency, renewable energy, and combined heat and power. The Guide to Action is a good compilation of all of that, best practices at the state level for these measures. The Climate Showcase Communities program is a fantastic program of 50 local governments and tribes around the country that have implemented successful climate change mitigation programs, and they're becoming models for what other communities in the country can do. We also have websites, newsletters, and webcasts, so I encourage you to look at our website, www.epa.gov/state-local-climate, where you can find about all of these tools. Another component of what we're doing is developing some new resources on energy efficiency and renewable energy successful best practices in low-income communities. So whether these activities are implemented by utilities, nonprofits, state governments, local governments, we are trying to highlight all of those successful best practices through the following products. The first one is a guide to energy efficiency and affordable housing. This is directed for local governments. It's already existing on our website, so check it out. We have also on our website at this time a guide of various EPA programs that focus on climate and energy. And we've indicated in that guide how each of those programs can be tailored or customized, or what parts of them can be utilized to provide benefits specifically targeted at low-income communities. Energy Star for Congregations is an example that is a great way to provide benefits to low-income folks. We upcoming very soon, we will have a series of case studies and profiles of successful on-the-ground implemented projects, and the first one should be coming out in about a week, hopefully, so check back. And then we have the webcast series. Today is one of those webcasts. The previous, just to show you what we've done previously, and the proceedings for these are up on our website. We started out with a great lineup of speakers to talk about overall best practices for all kinds of low-income energy efficiency and renewable energy programs. The second one was focused specifically on multifamily affordable housing, which is a very targeted area that requires unique best practices. And then today we're focusing on solar, as you know. We will be doing more in the future, so I encourage you to sign up for our newsletter. And you can do that by checking out the website and following along to see when the next webcast will be. If you have any questions, feel free to email me, and we're here to help. Thank you again for joining. At this point, before we go to the first speaker, we would like to do a poll question to see if just to kind of have some audience participation and see where you guys are coming from as relates to this topic. So I will ask Wendy Jaglom to introduce that question and read it for us.
Perfect. So the question is on your screen now, and the question is, which implementation step best characterizes your community's current efforts to adopt low-income solar? Are you understanding options, strategies, and barriers? Are you implementing pilot projects? Are you implementing full-scale projects? Are you evaluating projects and lessons learned? Or have you not yet started? Please select the answer that best characterizes your community's current efforts to adopt low-income solar. You can go ahead and select the answers directly on your screen by selecting the option listed there. We'll give everyone just another second or two to share their answers. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and share the results. It looks like most folks on the call are understanding options, strategies, and barriers, 43%. 34% have not yet started, 12% are implementing pilot projects, 7% are evaluating projects and lessons learned, and 4% are implementing full-scale projects. Back to you, Victoria.
Interesting. Thanks for answering that question for us. We will have more throughout the webcast, but let's get started with our stellar panel.